This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. On Tuesdays, we talk with Michelle Singletary. She writes the syndicated column, The Color of Money, for The Washington Post. It's about personal finance, and the subject today, homeowners. Homeowners are finding it harder and harder to get and keep insurance. A survey by the Independent Insurance Agents and Brokers of America finds that nearly 2.5 million households have lost homeowners coverage in the past 2 years. The same survey finds that 50 million households experienced a premium increase in the last 2 years. In addition, some people are finding they can't sell their homes because they've put in too many insurance claims. Michelle, it sounds kind of scary. Why are homeowners' insurance rates and cancellations going up like this?
There are a couple of reasons. First of all, the insurance companies are not seeing the kind of returns on their investments that many of us have seen in the, saw in the past years. So the fact that the stock market is down has affected our insurance rates because they take the premiums and invest them. And obviously, if those investments aren't doing well, then they're being crunched. And secondly, many of the insurance companies have been hit really hard with various claims for natural disasters. I mean, we've got, hurricanes and tornadoes. And thirdly, lots of mold claims. So when you add all three of those, the fact is that homeowners' rates, which have been fairly low considering other insurance rates, are starting to rise. And the more claims you put in, the more likely you are to be canceled.
You know, this is something I encountered. I've just moved out here to California, and I went to my insurance company, the one that I've had a homeowner's policy with, for renter's insurance. We're renting for a while. And the woman who wrote me the policy said, we're not even issuing homeowner's insurance anymore out here, which was astounding to me. This is a big insurance company.
It's true. I mean, California is particularly hard hit, and many insurance companies have looked around the country, and in areas where they've experienced a number of claims, they have stopped making policies, or if they make a policy, you will find that your rates are going up.
You know, there are these concerns that insurance companies, as you mentioned, they're kind of looking around the country at what's going on. There's a sense that they're looking around together. They're talking to each other. It sounds maybe a little far-fetched, but apparently it's not. There's something called CLUE. Tell us what CLUE is.
CLUE stands for Comprehensive Loss Underwriting Exchange, and it's a database run by a company called ChoicePoint, and about 90% of the insurance companies feed information into this database about individuals who file claims, and this becomes particularly important if you're changing your insurance company or if you're buying or selling a home. If you're buying a home, you want to be sure to check the CLUE to see if there have been claims made on this home, because the more claims they are, the less likely the insurance company is going to insure that house. So you don't want to negotiate through a deal and then find out you can't get homeowners insurance. And if you're buying a house, you can't get the property CLUE. You have to ask the homeowner or their real estate agent.
Michelle, is there anything that you could do as a homeowner if you filed a claim and then later on you want to sell your home and you find out that whoever's going to buy it is not going to be able to buy homeowners insurance? It sounds like just a huge burden and terrible problem.
There's a couple things. I want to divide it into how do you manage your claims. As again, I said, you're going to have to think about filing a claim. One thing you want to do is that if you've got a claim for, say, $500 or $1,000, you may want to think about coming out of pocket to pay that, particularly if it involves water damage. Insurance companies and buyers are petrified of anything connected with water. So you want to very seriously think about when you put a claim in, and you may want to pay for it out of pocket.
So you're saying, actually, no matter what the dollar cost, there are some kinds of claims, water claims, that maybe you just shouldn't put in at all and just pay for yourself.
That's right. Now, on the other end, if you've had a lot of claims, you may actually have to wait for it to come off your CLUE, or the homeowner who's going to buy your house may have to go to some state pool to get insurance for that house, which is going to be very costly, which could narrow the number of people who could buy your home.
Michelle Singletary writes the syndicated column, The Color of Money, and joins us each Tuesday. Thanks again, Michelle.
You're so welcome.